We're just being told that he has been convicted on all three counts. So all three counts of aggravated indecent assault.
Once among the most admired people in the nation, a role model who some called America's dad, Cosby now faces a long stretch in prison.
Bill Cosby, three words for you. Guilty, guilty, guilty!
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Cosby Unraveled. I'm your host, Annette John Hall. After almost 1 year and two trials, Bill Cosby, one of America's premier entertainers, comedians, and philanthropists, has been found guilty of sexual assault. Outside of the courthouse, attorney Gloria Allred stood side by side with accusers and talked about the verdict representing a sea change.
We are so happy that finally we can say women are believed, and not only on hashtag Me Too, but in a court of law. We thank the jury so much for that.
It's the first time a celebrity in a high-profile case has been convicted since the Me Too movement took hold. After the verdict, I went to Cosby's old neighborhood, the Richard Allen Homes, a public housing development in North Philadelphia. He not only grew up there, but his friends and neighbors became his artistic muse, inspiring characters like Fat Albert and his stand-up comedy bits.
He's from down here.
That's right.
So, all right, we're going to start here.
So, the folks there matter, and boy, did they have opinions.
Bill Cosby, you was my dude.
Teresa Smith had a lot to say. She invited me in and told me how disappointed she was.
I feel as though that Bill Cosby is so guilty. I feel as though that Bill Cosby took advantage of these young girls that was coming up, and I think that Bill liked the power of it, you know. And I think that regardless if he's 80 years old or not, that man should go to jail.
Not everybody in Cosby's old neighborhood agrees. Mike Stevens says that the prosecution's been on a witch hunt.
This man is something special in life. With all his achievements in life, at 80 years old, you want to send him to jail behind some of these allegations that very well may have been false. I don't believe he should be in jail, and this should be not guilty.
Richard Long saw justice in the verdict.
Well, I think he's guilty. A lot of people been getting away with a lot of things for a long time, and it finally caught up with you, that's all. He know he's guilty. He know. You know he's guilty.
But Long doesn't think justice means putting the 80-year-old in jail. And he's not the only one.
There's a whole host of ways that victims can heal from crimes. And it doesn't always mean locking someone up behind bars.
Rachel Lopez is a law professor at Drexel University. Her work focuses on restorative justice. She says harsh punishment is not always what victims want or need.
Some victims find trials healing, but there's some that actually don't. They find it really traumatizing, and sometimes it re-victimizes survivors. And so I think that we as a society, as on the whole, need to think of alternative or sort of complementary ways of dealing with society's ills.
Cosby has dozens of accusers, but his conviction applies to only one victim, Andrea Constant. This time around, a handful of witnesses were allowed to testify in court. Lopez says that giving other victims a chance to confront Cosby can also be a kind of justice.
It could also be something similar to what happened in the Nassar sentencing hearing, where survivors come together and share their stories and feel supported. Since it's not a traditional judicial process, there's more flexibility in the structure that it takes, which allows for survivors, I think, to feel like they have more of a voice.
Larry Nassar, a doctor for USA and Michigan State Gymnastics, recently pleaded guilty to criminal sexual misconduct. Nassar molested hundreds of young athletes, including many famous Olympians, under the guise of providing medical treatments. During sentencing, the judge allowed victims and their parents to confront him over 7 days.
As we were being sexually violated, even as very young children, as young as 6 years old, Larry was sexually aroused by our humiliation and our pain. He asked us how it felt because he wanted to know. What was done to myself and these other women and little girls, and the fact that our sexual violation was enjoyed by Larry matters. It demands justice.
You are the most vile, disgusting creature I've ever met. Scum of the earth is too high of a title for you. I hope you realize that you will never have any power over anybody for the rest of your life. Because standing in this courtroom today and having my voice heard is a huge step in my personal healing process, and I know that my story will help to prevent this from ever happening again.
I am no longer broken by you. Every day I grow a new strength and look into the mirror to see a strong, unbreakable person. Nothing will ever take away what you have done to me or to the others that stand behind me. However, we can walk free and radiate the strength that we have gained from your horrific acts, something you will never be able to do.
Nassar admitted his crime and apologized to his victims for what it's worth.
It's impossible to convey the depth and breadth of how sorry I am to each and every one involved. The visions of your testimonies will forever be present in my thoughts.
On the other hand, Cosby has never admitted doing anything wrong. The day after his conviction, spokesperson Andrew Wyatt appeared on Good Morning America to defend his boss.
He's feeling great. He's confident. Although he has been found guilty, he's innocent of these charges, and he maintains his innocence. And he's going to walk around as a man who's innocent because he didn't do anything wrong.
Even with the verdict and possible jail time, it's the acknowledgement of guilt that many survivors are looking for.
If you're looking for an apology, you may be unlikely to get that in a criminal proceeding, is sort of, I think, one of the reasons why criminal prosecutions can be unsatisfying for survivors.
At this point, we don't know what Cosby's sentence will be. He could get as many as 30 years in prison, a life sentence. Back in June of 2017, the jury deliberated for 52 hours and ended in a mistrial. This time, the jury took only 14 hours and found him guilty on all three charges. That's a big difference. And while the jury says the Me Too movement didn't affect their decision, the fact that Cosby's conviction came in this moment speaks to the power of Me Too and the possibility of a new era. We wanted to know what women who are coming of age in the Me Too movement thought about the guilty verdict.
It kind of blows my mind that it took so long and only three counts. Like, so justice was served, but it took a minute.
We spoke to three seniors at Spelman, a historically black college for women in Atlanta, who saw the verdict as a pivotal moment for women.
My name is Kayla Covington, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
My name is Christiana McClain. I am from Houston, Texas.
And my name is Sydney Tunstall from Germantown, Maryland.
You guys are so poised. Okay.
thank you.
Two of Cosby's daughters attended Spelman. The school was an inspiration for the Cosby Show spinoff, A Different World. It's a different world. Ooh, and where you come from? Cosby donated $20 million to the college in the 80s. There's even a building on the campus named after his wife, Camille. The three women remember him as just another TV dad on reruns, someone their parents watched.
Like, my knowledge of Bill Cosby was, you know, Cliff Huxtable, Cosby sweaters, and Puttin' Pops. Like, mm-hmm. It was very, yeah. You know, surface, 1996 millennial kind of understanding of who this man was. I think that disconnection kind of makes it easier to see him for who he is because we don't have the same kind of reverence mm-hmm. and respect mm-hmm. or we don't put him on the same kind of pedestal that previous generations may have.
The young women don't hold any illusions about him, and they don't have a problem separating Cliff Huxtable from Cosby and Cosby from his legacy.
I want him to be viewed less as an icon and more as a man. Like, see him as a person who did do a lot of good for certain people, but he also did a lot of harm.
Yeah, I agree. I hope that his legacy is one where we allow the nuance of recognizing that while this person may have done great things, he also caused a lot of harm. And I think that there's space to... there should be space to have that nuance and to have those very hard conversations where we can recognize both.
Me Too is all about believing victims, and this verdict may be a victory for the movement. But if we're going to have those hard conversations, we can't ignore who is held to account in these cases. Rebecca Traister is an author and journalist covering feminist issues for New York Magazine.
Allegations that a black man sexually assaulted a white woman play on many of the United States' worst bits of history.
America has a shameful record of black men being falsely accused, even killed, based on the word of white women.
That doesn't mean, of course, that Cosby's accusers were not telling the truth, but we have to unpack centuries of violence and injustice against women and against non-white Americans.
A week after the verdict, Camille Cosby invoked that history.
In a statement released today, Camille Cosby says last week's guilty verdict against her husband was, quote, mob justice.
She hearkened back to the case of Emmett Till, a 14-year-old boy who was murdered in 1955 when he was accused of whistling at a white woman in the Jim Crow South. To some, comparing Cosby's case to Till's is just downright offensive. Radio host and commentator Solomon Jones believes Cosby's guilty, but sees truth in Camille's statement.
I think that when she talks about Emmett Till, and when she talks about other black men who have been accused, and when she talks about the fact that these women who accused them were lying, I think that she's not pointing so much to Emmett Till as she is to these women. She's pointing to them as people who are believed above any evidence, people who are believed above any circumstance, people who are believed despite problems and holes in their story.
That's why many African Americans, whether they believe Cosby's guilt or not, will be watching to see if powerful white men will be held accountable for their alleged abuses.
He is a black man caught up in a system that is not controlled by black people and that typically punishes black people more harshly and even charges them in cases where white people are not charged. People like Harvey Weinstein, people like Matt Lauer, people like President Trump. President Trump was accused and he became president. Bill Cosby was accused and he is facing 30 years.
We don't have a crystal ball for where the Me Too movement is going. We don't know if Cosby will do jail time. But when we look at all the larger issues at play, race, class, celebrity, gender, power, and abuse, right now, maybe the most we can insist upon is justice for the victims.
I'm one of the lucky ones. I got out without being raped or without being molested.
We reached out to the woman who was featured in a previous episode, Spanish Fly. She told us about her experience with Cosby back in 1974. She was only 16 when Cosby invited her to his dressing room before a show in Lake Tahoe. He offered her a pink slushy drink that she says was spiked.
I knew I could feel it immediately, so I stopped drinking it. And I stood up and I said, I'd like to go. And by this time, he was taking off his clothes and getting undressed. And he said, no, just stay a while. I'm just getting undressed. I'll be along shortly. And then he came over and started touching my hair. And I said, no, and pushed him off. But he kept at it until finally I said, no, really, I'm a virgin.
She doesn't want the incident to define her and has chosen to remain anonymous. After holding on to her story for all these years, she says the verdict finally provides closure.
I think his legacy is going to be the fact that he abused his power and preyed on women for 50 years and lived this double life and hurt a lot of people. It's unfortunate because he's a very talented performer and paved the way for really people in the U.S. to see African Americans as people who are like them. And I'm afraid that others will have to carry that torch now. Hopefully better people will carry the torch.
However complicated, she feels Cosby's contributions to American entertainment and the images of middle-class Black families he conveyed through his show left its mark on all of us. But sadly, the first line of his obituary may read, "Sexual predator." Special thanks to musicians Tony Trove and Mike Vivas, to engineers Diana Martinez, Al Banks, Charlie Kyer, and Adam Staniszewski. Sandra Clark is WHYY's Vice President of News and Civic Dialogue. Cosby Unraveled was produced by Jeanette Woods and Lindsay Lazarski. I'm Annette John Hall.